Global canola production reached a record last year, coming in at 71.6 million metric tonnes. Australia's contribution to that, 5%, was hampered by a mixture of pests, diseases and poor weather. It's why agronomist and Farm 360 consultant Simon Craig says farmers in the Victorian Mallee haven't planted as much canola this season.
On the back of last year with the green peach aphids and diamondback moth and low prices and low yield, there will be a lot of people who probably naturally would have moved away from canola this year, and I reckon, looking across the farm plans I did, probably there'd be only about three or four growers that would have committed to significant areas of canola.
Simon Craig says the farmers who did plant this year haven't gone to great expense to do so.
So they really cut the seed costs back there and probably cut back in fertiliser and just all targeted those weedier paddocks and committed to it.
But even if they haven't spent a lot of money putting the crop in, there's a good chance they could make a lot of money when it's time to take it out. Mercado analyst Angus Brown says recent frosts in Canada saw prices for canola rising and premiums returning to the market.
That, along with rising soy oil prices in the US, has given the canola price a bit of a kick, and it's sort of up. Yesterday it was up around $25. It's lost a little bit of ground last night, but it's still quite strong.
Soy and canola prices track together because they're substitutes in the production of vegetable oil. Before the frost in Canada, production there and in the European Union was already down on previous years.
Canadian, it's been very much, they've been going flat out on canola for two or three years now, and from what we read, it seems to be a case of just having to rotate some other crops through. So there's been lower plantings of canola. And while in the EU, prices have been, they've probably been at their weakest for the last 3 to 4 years, so that's just seen people plant less canola and more of other things.
So back to those farmers who did plant this year.
Well, what we've seen in the local market is probably up to its highest price in a couple of years. I think it was around forward contracts for canola yesterday were trading around that 520 to 530 port.
In the Victorian Mallee, Piangle farmer Mark Kentish is one of those who was affected by the moths, aphids and diseases that attacked southeastern Australian canola crops last year.
Had both of those last year. It can cause significant problems, but hopefully we won't encounter those as much this year.
But he decided to plant again, and while he's happy with the forecast for prices, he's less enthusiastic about the outlook for rain.
Well, agronomist said he's got 7 paddocks of canola in for all his clients this year, which is, I've got 2 and the neighbour's got 1, so there's probably, normally you'd say he would have 30 to 40 paddocks of canola, so that's, well and truly down, and so hopefully it's good news for me, but that's just got to rain to get the canola growing first.